To the editor. My incredible mother recently passed away at the age of 101. But before she left us, within 36 hours of her final breath, she made sure her voice was heard one last time. She cast her vote in Canada's federal election. Even as her strength faded, her determination remained unshakable. She cared deeply about the future, not just for her children or grandchildren, but for her great-grandchildren and beyond. She worried about the state of the country, the planet, and the kind of world we are leaving to those who follow us. Voting wasn't an obligation for her, it was an act of love. If a dying centenarian could struggle to vote with grace and grit, then surely the rest of us, younger, stronger, healthier, can do the same. No excuses, no apathy, no sitting it out. My mom devoted her life to caring for and about others. She graduated as a nurse in 1945 and witnessed incredible advancements in medicine, healthcare, and senior care. But even through all that progress, she often reflected on how hard our healthcare staff still work and how many challenges remain, especially for the care of seniors. She saw it, she lived it, she never stopped caring or speaking up. She understood that Canada's strength comes from compassion, from caring for one another, from community. And believe me, she had a few choice words about the other guy, to the south, the one she rarely referred to by name. She worried about the future not only here but also for our American cousins, knowing our histories and destinies are deeply intertwined. Her roots ran deep, from the very first days of America to the long legacy she left behind here in North Bay. And until her final day, she lived by example: participate, care, vote, matter. This Monday, April 28th, we all have a chance to honor her spirit, and the spirit of everyone who came before us, by voting. It's not just about politics. It's about hope. It's about legacy. It's about leaving behind a world that the next generations can be proud to inherit. If my 101-year-old mom, nearing the end of her extraordinary life, could find the strength to cast her vote for Canada Strong, so can you. I was so proud of her. David Thompson, North Bay.